And we are so thankful to have you with us again. My name is Brian, and I serve the Lord here at Little Country Church. And the blessing to that is many, but one of them is where we're located. The reason that we have it here at our facility is just because of the location, because you guys are coming from all different directions, Susanville to the east, and then you guys on the ocean side are coming, and then a lot of guys from Oregon. They're the guys with shorts on today. Those are the guys from Oregon. And then down by Grass Valley. So you can just look on a map, and we're kind of that central location. So, and we're thankful to be able to host this. This is not our conference. It's our conference, okay? It's Southern Oregon and Northern California, and we just happen to be located here. And so we're honored to just to be with you. Just a couple of practical things, and then I want to introduce Mark Garrett to come and share his heart about where he really sensed the Lord wants us to go together as this day really begins to unfold together. If this is your first time with us, I'm going to ask you to raise your hand. You don't get anything, all right? You may not even get an applause, okay? But I'm not going to embarrass you. This is your first time. Just lift your hand up high, okay? All right. Can we welcome these guys? Thank you for being here. Thank you. And this is a day for men just to grow in God's Word and to grow in God's Word together. And one of the ways that we grow is through worship. And one of the expressions of worship, and there's many, is singing together. And if you've never been in a setting like this, it may seem kind of odd at first, at the beginning of the day. You know, a bunch of men singing love songs to God. But trust me, just trust Him. What may not make sense at the beginning of the day could totally change before the day is over. And this is just one of the ways that we, as men who love God through Jesus Christ, express our relationship with Him. That's just one of many. And so we're going to spend a lot of time worshiping. A lot of the songs may be new to you. We realize a lot of you grew up in the 70s, so we try to pick simple songs with not a lot of words. Enough said about that. But the point is that God has redeemed us, renewed our brains, renewed our mind, and so the words will pick up as we go, all right? But those are just songs that really reflect our hearts towards our Lord and what He's done in our life. Practical things. There's restrooms. All the restrooms on the property, and hopefully they've covered up where it says ladies, because this is a man's day, okay? And so there's restrooms right out this door. There's a whole group of them out in the main lodging area. You make a right. There's restrooms outside, those kinds of things. And so they're there. If you do go into the women's restroom, Craig, where are you at, Craig Hall? You're going to help me. How do I explain it, Craig? Can you stand and explain what I try and say every year and get wrong? No, you get to. Thank you, guys. They always tell me the following Sunday. Well, they didn't the first year, but since then, they said thank you for putting the seats down and cleaning up afterwards. So, guys, if you're going to use those, just remember that it's a woman's room. And just because they have couches in there, I still haven't figured out why they do. Don't use the couches, all right? Why you would sit in a couch after 10 men have gone to the bathroom, I have no idea as far as that goes, all right? And then I guess it's a new kind of aromatherapy. Then for those of you that would – it's a man's world. Then we always have at this conference, we have a place designated – there's men praying throughout the day. While men are sharing, there's men praying. But afterwards, there may be some things that God's put on your heart that we may not have time to deal with in here. If you go through these doors to my right, your left, right out those doors on the left is a prayer room. That's our church prayer room is open all the time. It's nothing. It's not a meeting room. It's nothing but prayer. But there will be some men available in there to pray with you. Or you can just go in there and quietly spend some time with the Lord. Maybe one of the messages in particular is really stirring, and you just say, you know what, I don't know if I can take any more in today. Fine, go in there, spend some time with the Lord, all right? We'll have a couple of breaks. We'll have, just so you know, we'll have three sessions before lunch and then one session after lunch. So in the first two breaks, especially the first break, if you didn't get anything to eat, go grab as much as you can, all right, and eat on that and those kind of things. Bring the water. There's free water out there, bottles of water. Bring that in there. That's fantastic as far as those kinds of things go. One thing you'll also see that we had a DVD inquiry card. Some of you may have picked that up. If you're interested in possibly getting a DVD set of the teachings, it's just going to be the teachings, fill that out. By filling that out, it's an inquiry, all right? Then we can communicate back to you. We'll let you know what the cost is and if you know how they've come out, that kind of thing. But if you're interested, fill one of those out and leave it at the registration table or give it to me or that or one of the guys here, all right? I think that handles the basic stuff. I want to introduce Mark Garrett, if you'll make your way up here. The way this conference works every year is we actually meet as pastors usually three or four times throughout the year. And the first time we meet is just to kind of thank the Lord for what he did the previous year. And we just spend time just thanking the Lord for that. The second time we meet is just more for fellowship. And we begin to say, God, who would you have us lead this next year? The third time we meet, the person that God's having us lead, which is Mark this year, he comes and shares what the Lord has really direction for the conference. And then part of his responsibility is to select those guys that are going to be sharing. And the last time we meet, we just celebrate and get ready for today. So, Mark, tell us what God put on your heart prepared for today.
Thanks, Brian. Man, it is such a blessing to see all of you guys here. We've been praying for you for some time. And even as Brian was sharing just earlier, we just love Brian. You know, I love him even if he's dissing on the 70s. You know, it's that was a sweet era, you know. But for one of you guys out there, it may be a problematic day if you don't exit in a little bit unless you have a really strong battery. A Dakota, Dodge Dakota with a rack. It's white. And your lights are on. So we won't look when you get up to leave. Oh, there he goes. You know, last night as we were here in the time of worship, I was really reminded about the importance of worship and how sweet it was as we were able to pray together and minister together and to just see guys, you know, crying out to the Lord. It was awesome. And I thought, you know, that worship time is more than just something we do kind of as a precursor to the conference. The worship time really is that time where, first of all, we offer our time to the Lord, but then we allow him to prepare our hearts for what the Lord's going to do today. And so I was excited to see that. And really, that was kind of the impetus of this, the theme of this conference. You saw the picture out there on the way into the sanctuary called The Disciple. And it was done by a good brother who lives up in the Applegate Valley. Lyle Trimmer is his name. And we were able to get approval to use that for the logo. But really, that expresses our heart as it relates to this conference. Because in order to worship the Lord, we have to know who the Lord is. We have to be in that place where we understand his heart, and it allows us then to be free to really express our love and our care and concern for him and for those around us. And as I was thinking about that, just the whole thing of worship, John 4 came into my mind, you know, the Lord's looking for those who will worship him in spirit and in truth. And that is just an awesome. I have that actually over the door and entryway of my house to worship him in spirit and truth. And as I was thinking about that, I thought, you know, what better place to focus on worship than the Psalms? And so Psalm 1 popped out and began to pray over that. And the Lord just kind of lined it out in my brain. You know, I was just kind of like, wow. And so as I talked to Brian about it, matter of fact, I think when they chose me to do the conference, that was the one meeting that I was absent. But but that's the way it goes. You know, you, no show, you get it. But truthfully, the Lord knows what he's doing. He has drawn all of us here for a purpose. And as we look at that psalm, it just opens with the word blessed. Blessed, man. Oh, how happy. And then Denny's just going to share with us here in a little bit, Denny Stahl. He's going to share with us from verse 1 of Psalm 1. Great brother from Grants Pass, pastors of Calvary Chapel there, and had opportunity to go to Israel with him and get to know him. After that, Glenn Weber, is going to come. He's my Jewish brother from another mother, and he is such a dear friend and just a lover of Yeshua. And so look forward to what he has to share. I'll be sharing a little bit later, and I hail from Day's Creek. Now, how many of you know where Day's Creek is? Oh, I am so impressed. Usually they say, oh, is that the place where the casino is? You know, and I'll be sharing then, and then after that, we'll be having communion, and then Mark Anderson from Ashland, another dear brother, is going to be sharing the last session with us. So I'm excited. I'm excited about what the Lord's going to do in all of our hearts. And so we just need to be praying throughout the day, looking for opportunities. Oh, by the way, another thing is I know sometimes we come here with an attitude that, you know, well, I've been here, done that, and I'm not sure what they have to offer. But the Lord would say so often to me, Mark, it's not about what I have to offer you, but I'm looking for you to figure out what you have to offer me and those around you. So be looking to minister into the lives of the guys here. It's not all about you or me. It's about who God wants to touch. And so be looking for those chances, looking for those opportunities, and God will bless you for it.
All right, thanks, Mark. Appreciate that. Hey, why don't we stand together? And I want us to open in a word of prayer, and there actually is one man I want us to pray for. His name is Bill Decker, and the reason I bring his name up is this last year has been a wild year for Bill. He got married. He has a beautiful little girl, and usually he's in the back doing our technical stuff, but today he's taking the test to try to be a highway and to get into CHP. And so can we pray for him right now? And some of you guys, maybe you've been down that road, tested for a possible vocation in the future. You remember how you felt going in. Lord, we just lift up Bill today. We thank you that for the last several years, how he's been busy here. We never saw him because he's in that back room. But a lot that what took place on the screen outside of the notes that are put up there was because of his efforts and efforting throughout the day. So we lift him up. May he be calm. May his mind be clear. And may he be confident that today is in your hands. The results aren't his. The results are yours. So we pray for his peace in the midst of that. And Father, we welcome you here today. We welcome you with praise. We at times, some will be lifting their hands. Some may be kneeling on the, you know, on their knees at their chair. Some will be sitting, just basking in the praises to God from their brothers. But Lord, our praise is directed to you. Lord, we're not distracted here by others' expressions to you because we know the humble servant is not trying to draw attention to himself. He's trying to draw closer to you, and we thank you that you are present here. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen.